From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Welcome back, y'all. We're talking about air conditioning, you know, and a lot of times people think, well, that's in the summer when I'm trying to cool things. No, air conditioning means we're taking the air and conditioning it to the condition we want it.
Could be hot. Or it could be cold.
Could be cold. Could be dirty, and we want it clean. Let's talk a little bit about indoor air quality. I don't think people realize the filth they live in.
That's exactly right. Rosie, the truth is that our indoor air quality, our indoor air is generally 4 to 5 times more toxic than the outside air. The reason for this is that we build our houses so tight now. What I mean by that is this. Before the energy crisis in the late 70s, we didn't build our houses airtight. It was understood that fresh air is good for us. Well, everything changed after the energy crisis. All the codes changed. Now we build our houses extremely tight to where there's hardly any air infiltration whatsoever. That gives us two things. The advantage that gives us is that it costs a lot less to heat and cool our homes. The disadvantage is that we're poisoning ourselves. What I mean by that is every single thing that we use to build our houses, all the chemicals that are used in the making of plastics, the laminates that we use inside our homes,
the glues in the cabinets.
Yes, absolutely. All of those things off-gas into our living environment, and those gases are called volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. They're poisonous. They directly affect our health. Very bad for us. So if your house is too tight, then your air quality is literally poisonous. And so what we have is the technology for air purification has changed so much in the last few years. And we have products now that will take care of all of those VOCs and literally kill all the germs on every surface in your entire household.
Well, the good news is when the house is that tight and we can't control it completely, then we can condition it to exactly the standards that we set for ourselves. We're not having to deal with the unknown filtration coming in around the doors and the windows and everywhere else.
That's right.
That's great. So even though our houses are more toxic than they used to be, we absolutely can fix that problem because we can control the environment inside our homes through duct sealing and through air purification technology.
And what kind of air purification, what are, real quick, we're kind of tight on time, but what are the two or three? I mean, they were using UV light for a while, and then they decided that wasn't such a good idea because it was deteriorating the equipment or it was installed wrong. But what are y'all seeing? What do y'all like to recommend?
Well, the first generation of air purification was just strictly a UV light bulb that would insert into the ductwork. That doesn't work very well. All that does is purify the air in about a 2-inch circle around the light itself.
Okay.
My favorite product on the market right now is the ActiveTech Air Scrubber. This product was engineered by NASA for use in the space shuttle and in the space station. It's currently used by them for that. It's also used in almost every hospital clean room around the country, improving HEPA filter efficiency up to 99%.
Okay.
This device has a special cell that surrounds the UV light inside of it. And this cell, as oxygen and hydrogen molecules pass through it, just regular air and humidity, those substances are transformed into hydrogen peroxide vapor, which literally kills all the germs on every surface in the entire household. Yes, sir. It also alleviates asthma and allergy symptoms, COPD symptoms. It's an amazing product. I run them in my house. My mother also has COPD, and I put one in her house, and it completely took away her symptoms.
I'll be darned. All right. We're here with Eric Lawler and Tony Bohard of Temperature Control, one of our Rosie Certified air conditioning heating specialist down serving the Tucson area, Sierra Vista, Nogales,
Casa Grande.
Okay, there you go. Y'all are offering a free service. Let's go out with that. We're tight on time. What are y'all offering?
We're going to go ahead and we're going to give a free duct blast or a duct pressure test to anybody who calls in today on the Rosie Special.
Okay, and that number is 544-5665. We like bringing in experts that can talk at a deeper level on specific, you know, technologies and trades. And it was these guys came in today. We appreciate y'all driving up and doing that. And then we really appreciate it when you know, sweeten the pot by offering the Rosie listeners a special offer indeed.
And You had mentioned the duck blasting test, but wasn't that for next week at Saba?
Yeah, and I was going to do it at Saba, but I'm going to go ahead and do it for all the listeners today as well.
Oh, nice. And then y'all had also said a 40-point inspection?
That's exactly right. If you call us today, tomorrow, anytime this week, mention that you're a Rosie on the House customer, we will authorize a free 40-point diagnostic on your heating and cooling system.
And general diagnostics run 59, 69, 79.
9450 is our standard rate. Yeah.
Very good.
See, that's why I don't quote pricing.
Right.
Guys, thanks a bunch for joining us today.
Thank you so much for
sharing your wisdom with the listeners. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to go from air conditioning and heating to home daylighting with Chip Marvin of Freelight. The next hour, we're going to be talking about new innovations in bringing light into your home without anything else, without the dust, without the dirt, without the heat.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.